It is Tuesday, June 10th, 2014. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Channeling Kevin Kinder, our What's Up music writer.
And a good guide to know...
to anything about music, yes, that I know nothing about. He says that Charles Ragsdale calls it the goosebump factor.
And Charles is in Eureka, helps with the Blues Fest, things like that.
And Charles says if an artist he watches doesn't elicit goosebumps, he's not cut out for the Eureka Springs Blues Weekend, which starts Thursday.
Well, that's a high bar.
That's a high bar. Well, he's got amazing people. He's got Chubby Carrier and the Bayou Swamp Band.
I have seen them. Personal thumbs up. They're great.
In support of New Orleans musician Walter Wolfman Washington.
Who is fantastic.
He's also got the Brandon Santini Band, Carolyn Wonderland with Moreland and Arbuckle, Brickfields and the Chosen Ones, mm-hmm, Lucius Spiller, mm-hmm, Fast Johnny Ricker, and a benefit for Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge on Sunday, Brickfields with the Stacy Mitch Hart Band.
A lot of good stuff there.
Wow. And I've got to see Wolfman Washington. This is something I have not done and really must do. This starts Thursday and runs through the 15th all over Eureka Springs. $75 for a four-day pass.
That's pretty inexpensive.
Compared to Wakarusa.
Or just about any festival.
Yeah, very inexpensive. Individual show ticket prices vary, and you can find out more at eurekaspringsblues.com.
Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.